Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about a measles case being confirmed in Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. We are again talking about measles. For the first time in 8 years, Iowa has a confirmed case of measles. Mm-hmm. Can you explain the situation?
So the case is an unvaccinated Northeast Iowan with recent travel to Israel. And there are certain countries around the world that do still have endemic measles, which basically means that they have outbreaks occurring at that point and in that country. And so when you are unvaccinated and you're exposed to measles, you are 90% likely that you are going to come down with it. So right now, public health officials are following up with several potential contacts, so other people that this individual has been in contact with. However, there is no threat to the general public at this time. But you are right. We haven't had a case of measles in the state of Iowa since 2011.
Why is measles such a big deal? Why is it more than just the rash?
It is. And the reason why measles is such a big deal is because it is so contagious. So you and I are sitting in this room. Let's say I have measles. And in an hour or in 2 hours after I leave, you bring in a few other people to interview. Those people, if they are not immune to measles, if they haven't been vaccinated or they're immune compromised because maybe they're going through cancer treatment, they are susceptible to getting measles, even though I've left 2 hours prior. And the thing is, too, you don't always know because you are contagious 4 days before you start to see the symptoms and 4 days after. And so you talked about the rash, but there's also, you can have watery eyes, a runny nose. You can also have coplic spots, like red spots on your tongue that you will start to see. So there are several symptoms, but you are contagious before you are symptomatic. And the thing about measles is that 1 out of 10 people who get measles will have an ear infection that can lead to hearing damage. 1 in 20 will get pneumonia. 15% of those people will have to be hospitalized, and about 1 out of every 1,000 will die. So not only is it very contagious, it also has some extreme consequences.
What should people be doing? What should Iowans now be doing?
Well, if you are able to be vaccinated and old enough to be vaccinated and you've talked to your doctor, truthfully, a vaccination is the best thing that you can do to protect yourself from the measles. If you've had one dose, you are 93% protected. And if you've had two doses, you are 97% protected. However, if you are a child under the age of one, you're not able to get the measles vaccination. Typically, that first shot is given between the ages of 12 and 15 months. And then that second booster is given between 4 and 6 years of age. So if you are either going to an area where you know that there's an outbreak, like for example, right now, New York State, Washington, Seattle area, Oregon, there are places within the country, there are several states within the United States right now that have outbreaks. If you know you're going to be traveling to a place where there is a known outbreak, you want to make sure you're aware of that immunization status for you and the people in your family.
And if you want to check your immunization history, how do you do that?
So there's a couple of different ways. We have a system in the state of Iowa called IRIS. It's the Iowa Registry of Immunization Status. And so we do all of our documentation into IRIS. And so if you have been getting your immunizations through the Department of Public Health, you can come or give us a call and we can check your status for you. You can also contact your primary care provider if you've been getting your vaccinations through your doctor. They will either have documented them into IRIS or they will have a chart in your patient file that will have record of all of your immunizations.
And we've been hearing in recent years people who are scared to get immunized or to vaccinate their children. Mm-hmm. How safe is this vaccine?
This vaccine is very safe.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski talking about measles following a case being confirmed in northeastern Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.